It's almost like every Friday, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's get it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Speaks sat down with
Matt Shaw.
I want to hear all about it.
Shaw said his wife likes to come on road trips, likes to travel on some, but not on the bad road trips, like...
I just stayed in my hotel room, man. Every time I look out my window, it's pretty depressing out here, man.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
Milwaukee.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Milwaukee is the fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected three socialist mayors.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
St. Louis.
St. Louis! Alex Kuhn, you are a winner!
Ringo.
It's hot.
And
muggy.
And muggy, and it's...
there's nowhere to eat.
There's nowhere to eat! There's nothing to do! There's probably some stuff to do, but...
Yeah, boo. Yeah.
Who'd want to play in St. Louis? So boring.
Yeah,
right. So boring.
Would you rather hang out in Chicago or St. Louis?
I'll let my sewage be the answer to that. My sewage tells me the answer, and my sewage goes to St. Louis before I do.
They've got legitimate beef about that. That's legitimate.
Back here in St. Louis, the gateway to the West, and also the Chicago River. We turn to the current of the river, so that the sewage would come.
St. Louisans were not happy about that.
Hang with them.
We should apologize.
Really?
Yeah.
And just because we were better at engineering in the early 1900s?
It's kind of a sinister way to do engineering.
He's on his best behavior, which is very impressive considering he's mad about a sports result.
Lousy St. Louis Cardinals can't win the 1985 World Series on classic sports.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and man, do we have a show for you. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. We appreciate you spending your Friday with us. We've got some great giveaways, which I'll get to momentarily. You are going to hear from the Bears quarterback, who is just on these very airwaves talking about all the things that you want to know. Our whole crew is here. Alex is back there working because there's more Bears stuff. There's more news coming out of Hallis Hall that we need to get to as it pertains to this stadium. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
And he is on one today.
I was giving it to you during the break, and you're like, that's enough out of you. And I'm like, I am just getting started, sir. It is 2:29. Settle in as we get rolling. And it's a beautiful open. Our sewage chooses to vacation in St. Louis. We, though, do not.
No, we do not. We have some cool stuff for you in the city, beautiful to enjoy,
that's
including a Cubs on Deck giveaway. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see our show at Budweiser Brickhouse in Wrigleyville on Tuesday, August 19th from 10 to 2. And you're like, wait, how is that you guys' show? Well, Middays flip-flopped with us so that we're going to do that show that day because Nico Horner is going to join us at noon for a whole hour. It's powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. Be caller 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
You're having a really bad day so far.
We did wear those shirts.
We did. I don't know if Nico liked it. We're also giving away a pair of tickets later on to see the Black Keys No Rain, No Flowers tour with special guest Gary Clark Jr. That's September 3rd at the Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Ireland in Chicago. Tickets are available at LiveNation.com. Be caller 6 to that same number, 312-540-0670, when you hear Tanny play a Black Keys song.
And the Cubs are back tonight. They start a road trip in St. Louis. We will be spending some time talking about that. Benji Molina is going to join us around 4:25. Pregame coverage starts at 6:40 with first pitch at 7:15 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Speaks.
Yo.
The Bears quarterback was on The Score. What did you think?
I thought that Layla and Groats did a nice job and stopped him cold a couple of times. Got him thinking because he's got sort of some of his rote answers in mind and doing a lot of media, but definitely got him thinking a little bit. I loved when they challenged him about the process and what's happening right now, and he voiced something that I think all fans can and should remember about what might be happening even today.
Yeah, I think me making mistakes now is where I'm at. You know, throw these interceptions.
that I'm going to throw in practice, or maybe preseason, being able to, you know, understand and figure out how to see this defense and, you know, maybe where I need to get down to, whether it's a check down or whether it's, you know, I actually can't complete this pass, maybe it's second window or, you know, just figuring out those small things. And that's where we're at right now. That's where I'm at. So that when we get into the games that, you know, it's a calculated risk. Yes, every throw is, or every moment is, but it's a well-calculated risk. And, you know, we're taking those risks when it's time. And if not, it's not there, just take the check down, move on.
Hope he holds on to that, believes it, as the bad practices sometimes will pile up. There was one today, apparently, and we'll talk plenty about the joint practice, or at least some of the results are.
Yeah, it seemed like that practice was, from how it was described, it just seemed like Miami kind of brought the practice down because they were unorganized and they had pre-snaps. This is going to be a really interesting year on South Beach this year to figure out whether or not they're going to go forward with this experiment at head coach and at quarterback.
That's interesting. You think the McDaniel Tua thing might have a little funk on it right
now?
Yeah,
I mean, look, they're really interesting as a dynamic between them, and I think it could work, but it's just been strange. So we'll see.
You should stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great? What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
Mike McDaniel's an odd duck. But on the offensive side, there were some mistakes this morning, and that's cool. I'm good with it. And it sounds like he's good with it. That's going to be tested for him, just like it's tested for the fans.
I don't want Caleb to make mistakes to make mistakes, but if in a fit of aggression, he wants to try and drive the football into his space, I'm okay with him taking some of those risks to figure out inside of this system what he can and cannot get away with. I do think that that's part of the learning process, so I loved hearing him talk about that. And we shouldn't run away from the idea of him using this time with Ben Johnson to try and find some stuff out. It's an interesting choice to not play him in preseason, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show.
Yes, we will. In fact, there's some data on that we should discuss, and we will. But yeah, no, I think it's a good moment in terms of the mistakes and his comfort with it. And then we touched on this a little bit in transition. It's a very socially aware, a very social media conscious kid, young man who's grown up in it, and he was asked about the coverage, if it is fair, the coverage of him, and here's what he said.
What do we get wrong, and are you treated fairly? Is there anything that you see other than that viral video, and you're like, you're scrolling, are you like, what are these guys talking about, or do you think the coverage of you is fair?
Fair isn't my job to judge. I wouldn't say that there's always truth to reports that come out, typically, to be honest with you, that come out. We're in practice, we're in training camp. We didn't maybe score as many points or anything like that last year, or win as many games, but some of these reports that come out, yes, they are a little false, especially after a year that I had last year. It's all right. It's everybody's job, and everybody has a job to do. And my job is to go win games. Your job made to be, report and critic, good, bad, or indifferent. And, there's no judge for either side.
Life in the big city, right? That's what your general manager always says. It's going to happen in market number three, right, Caleb?
Absolutely.
What do you make of him talking it through right there?
I think that it is okay for him to say that's out of bounds and that's not fair. I also think that it's incumbent upon us, and that, you know, this is a bigger thought for me. I think the goal is to always try and be fair. And that doesn't mean that it's without criticism, but you levy the criticism with the context. You talk about all the other things that may have gone into it, like the idea of, you know, Caleb throws an interception or Caleb gets sacked. Is it all on Caleb? Well, in some cases, it was him making a mistake. Some cases, it was the offensive line or the receiver running a wrong route. So as long as you're working towards trying to find the answer to that question, I think that you can be fair. And is to me, but this is my own ethos. This is not.
This is an interesting thing. You are very media savvy, media literate, and conscious of the way that people are doing their jobs in the name of journalism or outside the name of journalism. I listen to that exchange, and I just want to know if his head's in a good place, if he can handle what's happening, if he should pay attention less, if he should pay attention just as much, but go ahead and say it, like you said at the beginning.
Turn the TVs off and house off?
Yeah, I mean, like, because
we're in such a weird place, too, Speaks, with it, because the criticism now is, like, right. It's one thing if it's Caleb or Justin or Mitch, and they don't want to listen to us or watch what might be on Marquee or whatever.
You can't avoid this anymore.
But there's a dip. Like, now that criticism can come right to their face.
It can come right to their face. So probably friends and colleagues will text it to them. Hey, man, did you see this? Or I hope you're doing okay. They can think they're being supportive and they end up pointing it out.
Yeah.
They can scroll on the bottom line of any number of shows that you just happen to be flipping through. So, but it's to me, it's a matter of, like, he's got to get to a good, healthy place. And I think the athletes we cover, they go on evolutions with that.
Yeah.
And that's totally understandable. We go on evolutions with that, with feedback.
And we're in such a new frontier with someone like Caleb, who has been dealing with this who's had to play out his life publicly on social media. And that has a dramatic effect on people, too. When do you decide to only use your platform and just your platform? When do you turn off reply? Like, all of that stuff that maybe other quarterbacks haven't had to deal with. And he is a lightning rod for whatever reason, you know? So I think it's okay for guys to be like, that was out of bounds. And I think there can be growth from it. But now we're in a place where it's not just heritage media. It's not just big box media. It is your average fan that has a voice. And I think that overall that's a good thing, but I could also see how if you're someone like Caleb, like, that type of scrutiny is rough to deal with.